The Word was made flesh. Chapter 14. Reflection. How many ways could she say it? Writers who frequently return to a theme that is central in their thinking have a tendency to express it in different ways. It is interesting to note the varied expressions of her views regarding the nature of Christ that occur in the writings of Ellen White. He should take man's fallen nature. Take the form and nature of fallen man. A stepping stone to fallen man. Between fallen man and God. The likeness of sinful flesh. Unites his interests with the fallen sons and daughters of Adam. Taking the place of fallen Adam. Humble himself to fallen humanity. The weaknesses of fallen man upon him. Bore the infirmities and degeneracy of the race. Identified itself with the weakness and wretchedness of fallen man. Reached man where he is. Linked himself to the weakness of humanity. The form of humanity with all its attendant ills. Not aloof from degraded, sinful humanity. To the level of man's feeble faculties. To unite the fallen race with himself. An experience in all that pertains to human life. To lift up the fallen race. He exalted the fallen race. United the fallen world with heaven. To meet fallen men where they were. The dazed man, between a holy God and our sinful humanity. One with the fallen race. All the strength of the passion of humanity. Nature, identical to our own. Connected sinful man with his own divine nature. Bearing the humanity we bear. United fallen man to the infinite God. Took upon him our sinful nature. Passing over the ground which man must travel. Fully human. Taking man's nature in its fallen condition. Like every child of Adam, he accepted the results of the working of the great law of heredity. At the head of fallen humanity, no single principle of human nature will I violate. Embraces fallen humanity. In reality unite the offending nature of man with his own sinless nature. Took upon himself, fallen suffering human nature, degraded and defiled by sin. Taking the nature but not the sinfulness of man. The child of a fallen race. Down to the level of fallen humanity. Brother in our infirmities. Down to the level of those he wished to save. Bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. Took upon him the infirmities of degenerate humanity. Stand among men as one of them. To stand by the side of fallen beings. As a man among men. Became flesh even as we are. Of the seed of David, according to human descent. Not only made flesh, but made in the likeness of sinful flesh. Mysteriously allied himself with fallen human beings. A representative of the fallen race. He assumed human nature, and its infirmities, its liabilities, its temptations. He was in all things like unto us. Took human nature upon him, to stand at the head of the fallen race. Christ assumed our fallen nature. Christ came to be one with humanity. So Christ was to come in. The body of our humiliation. He assumed the liabilities of human nature. He identified himself with man's weakness. To live a life like that of every human being. The connecting link between fallen man and the Father. He identified himself with the fallen race. God gave him to the fallen race. And the most meaningful expression of them all, the nature of God, whose law had been transgressed, and the nature of Adam, the transgressor, meet in Jesus, the Son of God and the Son of Man.